check ice carefully before getting out on the hard deck. We have tips and reminders next on Western Life Radio.
Faster Utah empowers teachers, administrators, and other school staff to defend themselves in case of a school shooting. We teach advanced firearms and trauma first aid skills. Graduates of the Faster program pass the same post-qualification shoot as Utah law enforcement. For more information and find out how you can help, go to fasterutah.org.
There's nothing quite like the great outdoors, and at Sportsman's Warehouse, we share your passion for hunting, fishing, and camping. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. So whether you're ice fishing, predator hunting, snowshoeing, or winter camping, Sportsman's Warehouse has a terrific selection of all the latest equipment for your outdoor adventure. So when it's cold outside, that's the time to come and see what's hot inside at Sportsman's Warehouse. Sportsman's Warehouse. Take it outside. Be safe out on the ice this winter. Ty Hunter with Utah State Parks and Recreation has some reminders.
That ice thickness is just very finicky of how ice forms. And there could be things that the ice anchors off of, if it's anchoring off of a rock or around an island. That ice could be really unstable. There are springs. And know that knowledge of where that area there. Talk to somebody that maybe goes to that particular water body. Learn a little bit about it because springs can be a big hazard, huge hazard with that. And just how the aspect of the water body, how much sun does it get? The wind, like you said, look at there's pressure ridges forming on it. You know, I've had some great times out on the ice, and then I've had some times that are absolutely scary as no other. One of my last scary ones that I had was when I was at the Fish Lake. It was partially frozen over. The wind was blowing. I think that's normal for there. And I say that with some sarcasm. My boy stood up to land the fish, and he moved his foot off the rope that he had to keep his bucket in place with his tackle box in it, and zip, and it was gone. So it blew 200 yards across the ice there and before it came to a stop. And as we went walking out to go get it, it was one of those extremely scary times when you start to see the ice spider cracking from your footsteps. And I start thinking, okay, I'm going to start to get down on my belly and army crawl out this and offer a stupid tackle box. And you need to be thinking about those things and don't do them because they can be scary and even end up getting pretty wet and cold and potentially losing your life.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.